Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Live from sunny Southampton, it's the Beluga Tunes podcast. And here's your host, Andrew Mortimer.
Thank you, Julie. Yes, this is the Beluga Tunes podcast. It's streaming live right now. The whole world is witnessing this, hopefully. No. Live stream version. So things are going to get interesting because, I don't always plan things properly when I do this. So, anything can happen. And so I'm just going to quickly go through what's coming up because if you're new to this podcast, I usually do three segments. There are three segments that I always do for the podcast. The first one is the 6 minute shout out, which is basically I have 6 minutes to talk about a thing that I found online, there's also going to be the second is Would I Watch It Again? This is a segment where I talk about a film. It's one that's randomly selected. I don't really get to decide what it is. I use a website called suggestmemovie.com where I get to find some interesting films, many of which I've never seen before. This week it's going to be Shall We Dance, a film from 2004, I believe, with Richard Gere. I'm going to give my thoughts on that. I'm also doing chapter 27, is that right? Yeah, chapter 27 of the Odyssey Express, and this is like an ongoing story that I'm working on. So with each episode of the podcast, I basically I use this website, it's called randomlists.com. I just get a bunch of words and use those words to try and come up with a new chapter to this book. And it's getting really random and really just nonsensical. And I have a lot of fun with it because, it's like a fun exercise that you can do. I think that's about all I need to go through at this point. So I think we're ready to move on to the 6 minute shout out. So let's get right onto that then.
The Beluga Tunes podcast can be downloaded for free. But then again, you can do a lot of things for free, like go for a walk or maybe take a nap. I'm not stopping you.
It is time for the 6 minute shout out. So let's spin that internet wheel. There it goes. Look at it spin. Yeah, I'm thinking I might try and make a visual thing for the live streams, but it's a lot of work, so it might not happen. I don't know. But it's slowing. I can tell you what has landed on. It has landed on Weird Al Yankovic on Guest Grumps. So this is going to be a bit of a challenge, okay? So yeah, be at the 10-minute mark. Got to keep that in mind. Yeah. Because I've definitely talked about Weird Al and Game Grumps many times on this podcast. This won't be the first time I talked about them. But this was a great moment where the two collided. And we had a couple of special episodes of Game Grumps where Weird Al was their special guest. So I thought I'd just start by talking about, I remember becoming aware of Weird Al's music a long time ago, because I may have heard a few of his songs, but when actually kind of noticed that this was a guy who did song parodies and things was when I saw this. It was a Futurama AMV, and I'm pretty sure it was in the days before YouTube. So I think I found it on a Futurama fan site, and someone had used the song Dare to Be Stupid. I didn't know that it was a Devo parody because I didn't really know anything about Devo. But I thought it was very funny. I could tell that it was parody. And it's interesting because it's a style parody. It's not a direct parody of a particular song or anything. So that was my introduction to Weird Al. And I started to meet a few more people who had heard of him. I knew a few people who were actually much bigger fans. They were actual fans. Because I think it was when Straight Out of Linwood came out that I really started to become a proper Weird Al fan. I was always fascinated by the fact that he seemed to be very enthusiastic and be willing to get involved in all sorts of things, because he's made so many cameo appearances on TV shows, like a lot of cartoons, but also a lot of grown-up adult. Because I suppose he's versatile because he can do both kids shows and adult shows. I definitely noticed he was that kind of person. He popped up. He would pop up in all sorts of things, and and he did a lot of web shows. I suppose it seems like it was never an inevitability that this would happen. And I mean, this is only two episodes of Game Grumps, like the two special episodes. Where they play Wheel of Fortune. That's the image that I've got up on the screen. And the other one is Mum Hid My Game, I believe is the title. Because they played these games previously on the show, but I think these are really good for like guests. Because apparently Weird Al did appear on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune like in real life, which is interesting. So maybe that's possibly the reason why they chose that. They chose the video game version of it. When I'm done talking about this, by the way, I'm going to play a little clip because it's quite fun to hear them interact with each other. I'm also just going to quickly talk about Game Grumps, because the funny thing about Game Grumps is I became aware of that show when I just sort of randomly, like several years ago, I was just thinking about games I remember, and Banjo-Kazooie popped into my head. And I was like, I bet there are like videos on YouTube where people just play these kind of games, these old games, and maybe have like a commentary track going over it. And that was it. I just had a look. And I found an episode of Game Grumps where they were playing Banjo-Kazooie, and it was kind of the time when they were in the process of going through that game. And then obviously, I kind of got hooked and started listening to more. And Dan took over. I remember that. It wasn't too long after I got in on it. I remember that quite well. And I've been quite a big fan ever since. So this was a great moment for me. I was really excited to see that they got Al to be their guest. And every time I hear people talk about their meeting Weird Al, they always say he's just such a nice guy. He's not actually that weird, apparently. In real life, he's more of a really a gentleman. It's a bit of a different. It's different to what he's sort of portrayed himself to be, this was a lot of fun. It was interesting to, because I don't know if he is much of a gamer, but he's really good at just chatting and being funny in a sort of casual way. because the whole idea of Game Grumps is that we just play games and talk. You don't really have to have a lot of interest in the particular game they're playing. I mean, that can be part of it. But at the same time, it's just generally fun to listen to them talking. So that's why I'm just going to play the introduction to the Wheel of Fortune video where they talk to Al. So here it is. Here's the clip.
Hello there.
What the heck?
And welcome to a very, very special episode of Game Grumps.
Well, why is it special, Danny?
How special is it, Danny?
Oh my god. Spoilers, Al.
Oh, sorry.
We have our new friend Weird Al Yankovic here.
Yay!
Whoa. It is so, so cool that you're here.
Dan, you're my best friend now.
Dude, don't even get me excited.
You better hold to that, mister.
This is really exciting because there are two people in the world that everyone says I look like, and one is Finn Wolfhard, and the other is you. So we are like the evolutionary chain.
I am so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's an honor. And now you've both played Wheel of Fortune with us.
So there you go. If you like Weird Al, then go to the Game Grumps YouTube channel. There are two videos. They should be close to the top right now because it's still quite recent. So yeah, I'm glad that I was able to talk about that. And it's now time to get to the next bit. And I think we have another celebrity endorsement from one of the members of Femme Fatale. And I'm just going to play that.
What's up, losers? This is Peggy from Femme Fatale, and if you don't listen to the Beluga Tunes podcast, you're a bunch of dweebs. Unless it's because you're too busy listening to our latest album. In that case, you're not dweebs.
Okay, I've just realized there is something that I've forgotten to do. I've forgotten to go to IMDb, but I've got my iPad right here, so I'll just go there now. Let's see. IMDb, Shall We Dance? Yeah, this isn't the old musical with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. I believe that was the title of one of their films. And this one was 2004. A romantic comedy where a bored, overworked estate lawyer, upon first sight of a beautiful instructor, signs up for ballroom dancing lessons. Directed by Peter Chelsom, starring Richard Gere, Jennifer Lopez, and Susan Sarandon. So yeah, it wasn't bad. It's going to be one of those, you know. I've seen a lot of films that kind of made me feel this way, where, like, I didn't have much of a problem, really. I think because I've always got to make it very clear, I'm really bad at staying focused. Like, even if it's a really fun, really exciting thriller of a film, I can sometimes have a bit of a hard time just getting invested. Because I had never seen this film before. I didn't really know. Because I believe... It's funny, because I went to see Chicago. Because I believe that director also directed Chicago. Is that right? Or some of the same people who worked on it were also involved in this one. But yeah, I remember I went to see that. I went to see it with my family. It was a family outing. A bit weird when you think about it, Chicago. Not exactly a family film, but so I think because I've not watched Chicago for a long time, and I think maybe if I watched it again, because I thought it was really good when I first saw it, but I don't know if I'd like it as much. I think it might be one of those films, because watching this made me realize there are a lot of similarities. Like, you got some of the same cast. And yeah, it's the kind of thing where I don't know if I wanted to like it more, but there are certain things that I really wish that I'd pay closer attention to, because if I'm not mistaken, the character in this film, he is sort of lusting over this instructor. But and he has either a wife. I don't know if he is married to this other character, but she's like the woman he's supposed to be in love with. And yeah, it is one of those things where the romance sort of comes out of him getting bored with his life and being like, I want to do something more exciting, and I want to meet this person because I find her very attractive. And I'm just thinking, is this guy just going to try and cheat on his wife or lover? Because that's something that I just think I don't know if I can root for a guy who's like that, you know. And at the end, it's sort of like he's making the right decision by going back to his original lover. I don't know. It didn't make me feel as good as it could have. And, you know, I'm not the type of person who's like, oh, I don't want to watch this. This is a chick flick. Because the whole point of this segment is that I watch a film that ordinarily I wouldn't be rushing to see. You know, a lot of the time, you know, that isn't necessarily how this goes. I just do it randomly. So I don't have a problem with romantic films. There are some romantic comedies that I absolutely love. So yeah, I didn't really think this one was exactly special. It had some funny moments. I enjoyed parts of it, and yeah, I think the one thing I will say about dancing, because it did sort of remind me of when I used to do Zumba. I went to a Zumba class, and the main reason I did that is to kind of give myself a workout, because I don't exercise. I just don't do it. And yeah, one of the things I found is that I'm really bad at dancing, but I didn't care about that, because the great thing about dancing is that you don't have to think about, am I doing this right? I think what I like is that even if you're not good at it, you can enjoy it. You can just have fun just throwing yourself around, just being as ridiculous as you like. And it just sort of helped me to be less self-conscious, and I just loosened up more, and I was like, I don't really care, you know, if I can be a bit of an idiot if it's like, it's not hurting anybody. Yeah. I think it was quite liberating. And so yeah, it did kind of bring back that memory. And yeah, I suppose it's like, when I watch films like this, I just think, where is that kind of feeling? Where's that sort of liberation, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I probably just should have paid closer attention. The song Book of Love by Peter Gabriel appears in this film, which is a nice song, but I think they play too much of it. I actually think, because it's quite a slow moving song, and it kind of got to a point where I was like, okay, yeah, why do you have to play the whole thing? This isn't a music video. It's just, you know, you could just play it from kind of like the middle to the end, and that would take up, what, almost 2 minutes, something like that. So yeah, I think things like just little things, and I'm probably in the minority. Apparently, it didn't get a very high rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So anyway, would I watch it again? No, I don't think so. I really don't think so. It wasn't bad. Like I said, I didn't think it was a bad film, really, but I don't really see myself. Anyway, so I'm going to go to Suggest Me Movie once again. That's what I didn't do. I didn't bring up the web browser. So as I said, All right, it's taking a little while to load. Sorry, guys. Hope everybody's okay. This is a great thing about... What's Bicycle Thieves? That's a 1948 film, apparently. Oh, The Bicycle Thief. Is that what it is? Crime drama. Hang on, I think I'm going to try again. Hang on. Okay. I'm going to go with Sid and Nancy. That's the second one that came up. You know, morbid biographical story of Sid Vicious, bassist of British rock band the Sex Pistols. I'll go with that one. Gary Oldman, Chloe Webb, David Heyman. Yeah, I'm just rambling now. So I think it's time now. For this, hang on.
Beluga Tunes.
Let me try that again.
The Beluga Tunes podcast will return after these messages.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So yeah, the reason why I do that, I play that and then I pause, is because when I put the audio version of this out, that's where I'm going to put the mid-roll ad break. So we're back now. So is it time for the Odyssey Express? Okay, so once again, if you're new to this, what I tend to do in a regular episode of this podcast is I will record myself going online and finding a bunch of words on this website, randomlists.com. And what I will then do is pause the recording and go away for a bit and write a new chapter of my story, The Odyssey Express. And obviously I can't really do that with the live streams because I can't pause. I can't put anything on hold. It has to keep going. So basically, I've already written the latest chapter. But what I will do is I will show you, if I come down here, are we still recording okay? Can everyone hear me? Right, so here you can see the selection of words that I got this time round. Dispensable, pen, scrub, like, smoke, many, quickest, and sincere. Okay, so I'll leave that up and I'll just read to you what I've written. So I took those 8 words and I came up with Chapter 27 of The Odyssey Express. So here we go. Fearing that he may be once again proving himself to be the dispensable one, Shane begins to look out for an opportunity to help his friends. Teresa is writing in her journal when suddenly her pen gets sucked into the engine of the train. This causes the engine to go up in smoke. Becky begins to scrub away at the window. "I can't see a thing," she cries. "No, I don't like this," mutters Suzette. "I say we head through the cabbage forest. there's a pancake island on the other side. The smoke dies down and Teresa and Shane return to the coach. Suzette becomes excited. There are many places made from food. This one might actually be my favourite. Lisa scratches her head. The only question is, how do we get there? She asks. I'm telling you, the quickest way to the Pancake Island is through the Cabbage Forest, she yells. The group remain hesitant. They know that no matter how sincere Suzette may appear, listening to her is not always a safe bet.
You're still listening to the Beluga Tunes podcast. Can I go home now?
Well, it is getting near to that point of the show. So yeah, thank you all. It's been quite fun. Hasn't been a super long episode, I suppose. But yeah, let's see if I can remember all the things that I've got to say. I've got to get this right. No second takes. Yeah, so my website is belugatoons.com, BELUGATOONS. You can find me on Twitter at belugatoons. Instagram is the same at belugatoons. Basically, belugatoons will get you all the links are on the website, so that's fine. And there is a Twitter for this podcast at belugatoonspod. You can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Acast, and Spotify. So yeah, thanks to Julie Kitsuli once again for doing those wonderful sound clips that you heard between the segments. Her website is kitsuli.com. Please do go and check that out. So yeah, join me next week when I will be talking about Sid and Nancy, among other things. There will be a live stream on Sunday because I do live streams every Sunday at 4 p.m. UK time. They're going quite well now. I'm managing to do they're all going out on Twitch now, like these days. At some point, I might be making the move to YouTube. I can't do that right now for reasons. I think that's all I need to say. Is that everything? I'm really paranoid now. I'm going to leave it at that. So let's bring up the... all right, now, where's the end screen? So yeah, my mic is still on, right? Yeah, okay. So I'll spend the last 20 seconds or so just on this. I did make a new one, I think. Shall I put that in now? So this is just for the people watching this live. Let me see if I can find the new design. Give me a minute. I won't be long. Have I said everything I needed to say? I'm not entirely sure. That's not it. The live stream. So yeah, thank you for listening, everybody. There we go. That's the new one. Hope you've enjoyed this. So yeah, we can put up the links now. There you go. Yeah. Take care, everybody. Thanks again. And I will see you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.